Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, which is 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Arden Community Center, which is at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m., and still is not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. This is KC2YXN. I am now listening for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations who would like to join us this evening. Please call now.
Andrew Gabriel.
Okay, Rich. Well, glad you're able to join us this evening after such a long time. How are you doing?
Well, doing a lot better than I was, thank goodness. But I'm still doing anyways. It's probably not much different over there. I got the wind blowing. It looks like it might be going toward the northeast, maybe. Not quite sure, but I think it is. And there's no rain, but it looks like it warmed up a little bit too. So I know it cooled off here for a while, but it started getting damper, but now it looks like I can see water out there in the parking lot. Outside of that, it's been a quiet day. My TV came in today, so I'm trying to decide where I'm going to put it. I'm not going to hang it on the wall, they won't let me do it. But I figured, what the heck, you're not giving it a shot anyways. I do have a TV stand here, I just hope it's the right size. If not, gonna have to modify it, that's all. Nate, necessity is the mother of invention, so. Outside of that, not much else to say, so I'll say good evening everybody who's listening in and who's gonna be checking in. And also to you and Jack. 7388,
that's
to keep you.
Okay, Rich, well, congrats on your new TV. I'm sure it's a flat screen, but, boy, and if anybody can adapt anything, I'm sure that you can. Awesome. All righty. I am now listening for EchoLink stations. Are there is there anyone on EchoLink who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta, New York. And Kathy, it appears I'm so far the only one in here, and I am on my laptop, so while I'm up, if someone comes in, I'll advise.
Very good, Kevin. Okay. Pardon me. How are things with you? We've got 32 degrees here.
All right, good evening, Kathy, and a good evening to everyone up in the North Country. I got 31 degrees, and I just quickly checked my weather summary, Looks like there's a pretty good rain shield off to our west and some snow at the southern end. That is kind of weird. So there must be some warmth somewhere in the mid part there, like near Rochester, and it's kind of moving to the northeast. So be bracing for that. It looks like it's moving in just like they said it would tonight. So might see some icing in there. So be careful if you have to travel. Basically, I'm getting my apartment back to the way I like it. Unfortunately, in the last 48 hours, I had to do a very either late or very, very extremely early, one way or the other, spring cleaning. And electrician, or what do you call it, electrical inspector had to come through. And, of course, being a ham, I always have little things going on and whatnot. So, and, of course, the electrical inspector isn't quite as well humored at my experimentations and having antenna wires strung across my room and whatnot. And so I had to make a few things disappear. So now I'm just reestablishing my identity again. So with that being said, I will say 7-3. I'll back out and listen. Kathy, you sound a million times better. So I'm happy to hear you're back on your feet. So 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, right now I'm not on my feet. I'm sitting down. But, well, that's good, getting your everything back in order. Yeah, I used to hate when those inspectors would come around. So, yep, after a two-week hiatus, I finally got my voice somewhat back. And I really miss doing the net, so I'm so glad to be back. But, yep, yeah, we're going to get some rain and then some snow. And what a strange, strange winter. But thanks, Kevin, for checking in. So this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
KC2WI. WA2U.
Okay, that recognizes Pete and John. Any other folks out there who would like to join us, please call now. Okay, Pete, I imagine you were busy as usual today.
KC2WI, well, I'm up at Loke County General Hospital at the Command Center. I came up here about 7 to get into the Spokane Club repeater, the fine repeater. They have a digital net at around 7 to 8 or so, and I can't get it. I don't think I can even hear it from my house. So I decided to scoot up here. We had a quarterly hospital net on Tuesday night, and you can just about hear the right way facing the repeater from here. It wasn't too bad this time, and I was able to copy the digital message that was sent. But I decided to come up here and do some digital, brought my little netbook up and spend an hour and whatever. And that was fun. I sent a few different digital messages, wrapped up. We sent the plain text file and that worked good. Barry sent a Word file, but there must have been some error in it because it couldn't open that. And so on. So I'm going to call and be here and head home. I'm looking at the forecast on the computer, and it does too good. It's 32 degrees according to the weather station here at the hospital. It was, I think, 35 at 7-8 miles an hour wind and out of the northeast. And it was 35, I think, I looked at my house. I think the high was 39 or something. I intended to go out for a fairly long part of the day, but it ended up, as usual, you know, not that long. But I did throw my old snowmobile on the trailer. Of course, I had to put the salt shield on the trailer because I knew if I didn't do that, about 1 mile down the road, and the trail that gets really dirty. And, you know, this, that, and the other thing. Went up to Bailey Road, I guess it's called, and rode around little sort of back, you know, trails that some of them are, you know, just DEC motor vehicle roads and stuff like that, and then that intertwined with the horse trails up there. And, of course, I got about 50 feet down the road, and the machine backfired and popped the, so strong enough it popped the muffler off, you know, spring loaded, and I had to fix that. And then I'm down the trail a mile or so, or, no, I guess I got to the next road up, Cleveland Road, and it sputters, sputter, am I going to have to walk home? Because, of course, I didn't have a spark plug in the spark plug wrench in the toolbox, so they took it all out in the summer. Anyway, turned out it was okay. And so I got my little snowmobiling fix in before the big meltdown here. And it doesn't look like it's coming. Maybe there'll be snow left on Tug Hill, but I bet there won't be too much left anywhere that they didn't have a ton of lake effect. Other than that, I guess not too much going on here. KC2WI.
Well, boy, that could have been a calamitous day for you, Pete. My goodness. Where exactly were you on the trail?
Well, I think it's a town of Watson. It's about, you know, I don't know how much of a drive it is from the house. Maybe it's more than 5 miles, just up the hill. East of Glenfield, on the edges, you know, the Adirondack foothills, so to speak. There's a couple roads that go in off of the Erie Canal Road. One is called, I don't know if it's called Sperryville Road, but maybe there was a little town there at one time or something, you know. That goes in a couple miles, and then it turns into a dirt. State land and a dirt road. The farthest I was ever away from the car was maybe, oh, I don't know, 2 or 3 miles. And, you know, there's not enough snow. I could have, what my plan was, I was going to do a little bit more on some of the trails, but the thing was a little iffy a couple times. I said, I'm going to just ride all these roads because there's not enough snow on them. If the thing breaks down, I might have to spend an hour or an hour and a half or something walking back to the car. I'm just going to get in the car and drive up here, you know, and put it on, in a four-wheel drive and not a lot of snow. So it worked out okay. The funny thing is it ran better before the engine blew up. Got a bearing that went. And I haven't figured out what's going on, but in any case, I don't know how to describe it. Sort of along the Independence River, but you probably don't know where that is. There's a trail. The farthest point I was in the Beach Mill Road. There's a trail that goes in maybe 3-4 miles to Gleesman's Falls, if you ever look on a directory of hiking trails. That's falls back on the Independence. So I don't know how better to explain it, but not too far. And like I said, well, if the thing quit, I just would have had to walk back to the car, and it would have taken me maybe over an hour from the farthest point. I guess, you know, in the summer, certainly it wouldn't have been an hour, but, you know, walking in Sorrel boots in the snow, even if it's only 6 inches, is not quite as fast. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, I got the general idea. When you said Watson, I kind of figured it out. So, anything else left for us this evening?
No, I guess not. I got to pack up here. I'll listen out for a couple minutes as I'm closing down shop, and talk to you all later. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, well, thanks for joining us this evening, and glad to hear it all came out reasonably well. So, all right, next up is WA2U.
evening to everyone that's on frequency and the multitude of listeners that are out there. And Pete, you might be interested, and anyone else, I heard it on the Moose this morning. I think it's something new. Well, it's the first time I heard it. Maybe it's been going on for a while, but they actually have a, they have a, what was it, about 7 o'clock this morning? Maybe it's 6:30, 7 o'clock. Somewhere between 6 and 7 and 7:30, they have a snowmobile trail report, like they used to do with the ski reports for ski slopes, and then I guess in the summer they do a version of what camping grounds. I don't know, they used to do that years ago, but kind of an interesting thing to tune into and get a forecast of what's going on. So I guess this is a few people, depending on where they were, got a chance to get their sleds out, find out what they need to do, tweak and peak and get things adjusted before you get the next blast, but certainly interesting weather. So we had a good day. Got up nice and early, but our contractor, I guess the people were doing some pre-staining and other stuff with our trim, so they wouldn't have to do that in the house here. And so we didn't see them today, but we had a nice day. Someone just stopped by. I was out there earlier today, this afternoon. I heard a dog barking across the street, across the road, a beagle. I said, uh-oh, somebody's hunting over there. And sure enough, they stopped by this evening. They did find their dog. It's okay, but it was about, it was just prior to that, probably 8:30 this evening. So temperatures are dropping, but evidently it ran off. So I'm glad that they got that all straightened out. We explained to them who owns what property and all that kind of stuff, because they had the old, who the owners were, so got them squared away. Got some new music today, burned a copy of that, new set of protective headphones, earmuffs from Peltor, the Pro series, so that's kind of nice for the range, and they work nice, seem to attenuate the sound, and in stereo. And let's see what else. Kathy's been busy painting the foyer, and had somebody come up today and pick up the chairs that we want to have redone. So we were lucky we got them out of the foyer, so we don't have to try and find a place. Let's see, the chairs went. I said, bring them back in June. So kidding the guys, so they get some rainy day projects or snowy day projects. And Kathy's bike is at the bike shop, so another thing I didn't have to move. So moved a few things around, but we should have carpeting coming in January 15th. Kathy's trying to get some of the painting, and then they'll do the trim on the windows upstairs. So our house looks a little bit, as if the last couple of years, it looks like we've continually moved in and just moved things around. At some point, we'll be able to say, okay, another countertop, bathroom, a nice bathroom floor, and that'll be it. We'll be pretty much caught up, maybe some siding or something, but comparison to what we started. Trying to think amateur radio-wise if there's anything exciting going on this weekend. I don't think so. I haven't had a chance to really listen in. I have heard some satellite activity on the on UHF side. There was a VHF. I don't know. I've got two frequencies programmed in the radio, and every once in a while I hear these strange voices coming out of here. You need 67 hertz uplinks on UHF. It's probably like, I don't know, 435.180, and the downlink I think is 145.980. So if you have a dual bander, that's kind of something you can try out. All right, turn it back over to Nett, and we'll listen for a while and say good evening to all. WATU back to that.
This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. All right, are there any comments, queries, late check-ins, notes, news, or nonsense at this time? All right, why, a busy day. I painted the foyer and just when I'm getting around the corner and a very small piece of wall space left, when you know I ran out of paint. Don't you hate that when that happens? So that really stinks. I couldn't finish up. So anyway, all right, before I close, I'll give a Friday evening chuckle. So here it goes. If Rita Hayworth decided to marry one of the Three Stooges by the name of Larry, things would really get switched around a lot, because her last name would be redefined. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. And most of all, I would like to thank Rich, Kevin, Pete, and John for checking in with us this evening. And thank all the listeners out there in Radio Land who were listening as well. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay warm if possible. And be safe. Safe driving, too. 73 and 88 to all. This is KC2YXN, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73 KD2FPM is clear.